Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat that like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWbooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats, PDF, MOBI for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one is Anthony Dream Johnson, the self-proclaimed president of the manosphere, saying that American women are given true freedom and they could be anything they want, but instead they choose to be deadbeat single moms, digital working girls, Marxists, and so much more degenerate stuff. Many of them don't want to study algebra and physics. The number one job that teenage girls want these days is an influencer or Lonely Fools model. Moving on, almost 100 years ago, the propaganda minister for Mr. Mustache said that you need to accuse the other side of that which you are guilty of. That's what women do. They project their own faults and bad behaviors onto men, calling us toxic, when they're the toxic ones. He forgot to mention that if you accuse the other side first, then they can't accuse you of the same thing second, without looking weak. Number three, this old woman explains why she paid to lose her virginity at the age of 43. She paid a Chad to take it. I hope Chad got a nice payday. By the looks of her, he certainly earned it. Women would rather pay to be with an attractive man than have an unattractive man take them out on a date. When traditional men say they want a virgin, something tells me this isn't the type that they were talking about. Up next, here's the difference between feminism in the movies and feminism in reality. It looks like they sent the B squad to guard Trump while Biden and Harris got the A squad. Women are not heroic the way men are, willing to lay their lives on the line. This image is proof of that. If I had to guess, I'd say that the real reason she isn't protecting Trump is because of the wage gap. Number five, a woman who spends 5 hours a day in the kitchen says her job is to make her husband's life easier. I think what she's doing is actually making her own life a lot easier. It takes me 15 to 20 minutes to make all three of my meals for the day. What is she doing in there for so long? For 5 friggin' hours. Women just want our sympathy for spending all day in the kitchen when it should only take them an hour or two to make the food. Many trad cucks will fall for so-called trad wives like these. Moving on, here's what women do when men say they don't want a fat woman with a bad attitude. They say men can't handle them and are insecure, basically calling men weak and shaming us into dating a Broomhilda. Then you have the thin and passive women, and they use covert control to manipulate men. They have two modes, one to control out in the open and the other one behind the scenes. Number seven, Microsoft recently laid off a DEI team and is sending out internal emails saying that DEI is no longer critical for business. Good. As far as I'm concerned, it's critical for your business to avoid DEI. But I don't buy this propaganda. I think that DEI officers are going to be integrated at every level, instead of having a dedicated team. Never trust Bill Gates, Microsoft, and other publicly traded companies. Up next is Jimmy Page, aged 80, and his 34-year-old girlfriend, and they're possibly planning on having a baby this year. Can a man just get old and enjoy his retirement? It seems to be that all of our examples of masculinity from the 60s, 70s, and 80s are bad blue pill examples. The only good thing about this is that it pisses off older women because the younger women are getting the men that they want. Here's Mick Jagger, aged 80, with his 37-year-old girlfriend, after having his 8th kid with her. Number 9, Sydney Sweeney is going to transform her body to play the female Rocky in an upcoming movie. Now they're planning on wrecking Rocky as well. Can't they leave anything alone? But what is she going to do? Knock out the competitors with their knockers. Sweeney is in her 20s and already looks like she's in her 30s. The only good thing about a Rocky remake with Mary Sue Sweeney here would be that she already comes with punching bags. Everything else will be awful. Moving on, this woman says that just because she has 10 baby daddies doesn't make her easy. She's right. It makes her super easy. Also, another news, just because she has a brain doesn't make her smart. If she were a video game, she wouldn't even be easy difficulty. She'd be the tutorial mode. She's like the bus. Whoever pays the fare could probably ride it. I also bet that half her kids are cute Africans. Number 11, is it true that after their 25th birthday, women that are strippers either join nursing school or they get their real estate license? I don't really believe this because I've met strippers in their 40s and early 50s. There's a reason the lighting is so low in those establishments. The wall is real, but low lighting just hides it a little bit longer. Up next, here's your latest Tinder match, and she says that you've got to be at least 6'5", have money, a house and two cars, and like her 8 kids. She's from my favorite video game franchise, Matrimonial Combat. But seriously, she forgot to mention that you need to have 4 arms just like her. And I mean that numerically. Brownie points if you know who this is, so put it down in the comments. The world is so messed that yesterday's ugly male video game characters are today's beautiful women. Number 13, here's the absolute state of Sweden. You know your country's in trouble when Iran is even more progressive. One Iraqi guy in the comments says that there are more radical Muslims in the West than in his country. Of course there are. That's the plan. For Islamic countries to export their worst people to the West. It would be the equivalent of the West sending our homeless communist winos to the Middle East. Notice that Egyptians don't even want radical Palestinians in their country. Moving on, conservatives hate men going their own way just as much as leftist feminists, and according to Michael Malice, conservatism is progressivism driving the speed limits. Because, you know, a few decades ago, conservatives wouldn't have accepted people like Blair White or Dave Rubin, or even Hulk Hogan. People need to give up on the fantasy that tradcons are good for you. Most seek power the way that progressives do. They just use tradition to do so. But even that's gone because they've conserved literally nothing. Tradcon women are just scammers preying on men's fantasies of an idyllic past. Number 15 is you, Sissy Nanda, and she asks, why do men stop talking to a lady after she says no to a dating proposal? Because the friend zone is worse than death. And a man won't give a woman commitment if she won't give him sex. This is like asking why do women end their marriages with their husbands when the man becomes unemployed, or if she meets a better man. But seriously though, no man wants to waste his time with someone who doesn't want him. Up next, New York has a plus-size beach day, giving people a space to be themselves. Looks like she scared the crowd away. We better get Pete out there to help her back into the ocean. In the meantime, we can all get buckets of water to pour on her. We need to keep her from drying out while she dries out all the men around her. Number 17, this wonderful Indian woman is teaching others on YouTube how to take advantage of Salvation Army food banks in Cambridge, Canada. She says it's free food, but what she's really doing is stealing. You know, it's bad that when even the Canadian left-wing Redditors are starting to hate this. That food used to go to struggling white people. Now it's going to opportunistic brown people like her. But by the looks of her, she clearly isn't going hungry. Moving on, the Hawk 2 woman reveals the downside of fame, claiming that she can't go out in public anymore by herself because she gets foul requests from fans. I guess they all want to see her spin on that thing. Modern women have a 3-step program. Number 1, build a persona of sexual objectification. Number 2, get upset when men objectify you. And 3, continue making money off your objectification while complaining about men seeing you as that sexual object. Oftentimes, part 4 is becoming unattractive with nothing left to offer and getting 12 cats and dying alone. Number 19, a guy asks, what does she bring to the table? And then she shows him. After the age of 40, she'll get bigger and break the table and probably give you a hernia as well. Here, take a look from the front. You also know that she's going to be bringing terrible back problems to the table in just 5 years too. Now you know where all that mother's milk comes from in the Furiosa film. Up next, this Lonely Fool star who spent $5,000 on 5 breast augmentation surgeries claims her love life is a flop because men are scared of her. Correction, the men that she wants are scared of her because she's a Lonely Fool's model. I'm sure that there are plenty of black men willing to give her a moment of happiness and a baby before leaving for a pack of Mentos, never to return again. Men don't want to date Lonely Fool's models and pay full price for what others only have to pay $4.99 for. Number 21, remember guys, it's a woman's world, until the poop hits the fan. Then their fear kicks in. Katy Perry wanted to make it look like female construction workers built the Empire State Building, which they didn't, but younger generations don't know that's the case. Remember that feminism and female empowerment can only exist in prosperous times, and by doing so it damages that prosperity until female empowerment can no longer exist. Moving on, there's outrage as a female Secret Service agent says, she wouldn't risk your life to protect the U.S. president because she's a Hillary Clinton supporter. If this is true, then she's unqualified for the position and she needs to be fired immediately. But she's a DEI hire, so she's still going to benefit by taking a paycheck and benefits. Even if she wanted to take a bullet for Trump, she couldn't, because she's just not tall enough. I'd like to know who hired her. Number 23, this is what you have to do when she asks you to look in her eyes. And they're as wide as a parakeet's. Her eyes are miles apart, and even Lee Van Cleef here has to look in two completely different directions to see them. Up next, this woman's mugshot goes viral, after people found her Instagram photos and can't believe it's the same person. Always take her swimming on the first date, or ask to see a mugshot if she has one. That's how you know what she really looks like. Makeup truly is witchcraft. What was she arrested for, though? Trying to steal somebody's eyebrows. After all, it looks like she's missing one of hers. Her wig is also missing, too. I'm tired of all these catfishing cooches. Number 25 and the last one is the difference between her OnlyFans account versus her in real life. People say that guys are going to use technology to create OnlyFans avatars and take all of women's money. Maybe so. But as for today, women that are 3 or 4s can use filters and makeup to enhance their online appearance and take all the simp bucks they want that all the 8s, 9s, and 10s would have taken from men in the past. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.